in studio, I have some of my favorite men in the whole wide world, the men that consistently come and sing to me. Archie J, I want you to know.
Okay.
So far, they're a little higher up on the level.
Yeah.
Of love.
Uh-huh.
You could be that if you would sing to me more, although you're starting to pick it up in the studio.
A little bit.
I catch you singing along in harmony.
I'm trying.
And I keep thinking, Sound of Illinois Chorus could be for you. So let me introduce you to your head recruiter,
okay,
Kevin McClellan.
Good morning.
You've been in the studio as my co-host. You've been in mm-hmm. the studio singing for us. What are you up to right now?
So the Sound of Illinois Chorus has our 75th annual show coming up March 11th. Two shows, 2 p.m., 7 p.m. And I have some motley crew of singers, some other members of the chorus with me. And we're going to entertain and sing for you a little bit.
Now, we were just talking about Sound of Illinois Chorus mm-hmm. as the quartets were going out and singing for Valentine's. But
yeah.
Most people don't realize that under the direction of Mr. Ludwig, you have a huge chorus. How many people are singing in the men's chorus now?
We have about 75 active members. There's probably well over 100 on the roster. And some of those are guys who maybe live out of town but still want to be connected to chorus events. But as far as active singers on the risers every week, it's usually between 70, 75, 80 guys.
And the whole show is done without accompaniment.
That's correct. There is no karaoke.
Mm-hmm. There's no live orchestra. It is all a cappella.
That's correct. And we're really excited this year because our special guest is the University of Illinois Varsity Men's Glee Club. And they are a well-established men's choir out of the University of Illinois, obviously, mm-hmm. and they're going to come sing some a cappella numbers as well, and we're actually going to do a combined number at the end of the show, so we're really looking forward to that, and we think it's going to be awesome.
With the popularity of a cappella, and people loving the movies like Pitch Perfect, and we're seeing some a cappella groups have huge followings mm-hmm. internationally, are you getting more people to your group, you know, from like post-college a cappella groups coming to Sound of Illinois course, or do we still need to tell you, hey, that's an option?
Yes and no. The rise in popularity of movies like Pitch Perfect and a cappella groups like Pentatonix have absolutely been a boon mm-hmm. to similar style choruses as the Sound of Illinois. And I think we could do a better job of youth outreach. That's one of the things that the overall society we belong to has made an emphasis, is going out and doing youth and harmony events and reaching out to high school singers and saying, this is something you can do your entire life.
I've heard the rumor they're talking about getting the word barbershop removed from the name of the group, but yet it's the name of the group as far as for the parent.
Yes, so
you know, governing body.
The parent organization is the Barbershop Harmony Society, but if you look at our poster, it says Premier Acapella Chorus,
right.
Sound of Illinois. So we don't just do barbershop music. A lot of the stuff on the show, I would argue, is mostly a cappella, like men's a cappella music, as opposed to strictly, quote-unquote, barbershop music.
So where does all that men's a cappella music come from, Kevin?
There's a whole variety of arrangements. There's a lot of really good traditional men's choral music that exists out there that I think remains untapped potential for a lot of men's choruses across the country. And there are some more specific, quote-unquote, barbershop standards that evolved out of the barbershop style that came out in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So that music is still a part of what we do, but it is by no means the majority of what we do. And we want to make sure people understand this is a lifelong organization and mm-hmm. hobby you can belong to, and you don't have to just sing barbershop music or even be an expert singer to do this. We'll make you better. If you think this is something you enjoy and you want to have the camaraderie of being able to associate with men of different ages, from different creeds and different lifestyles, to come together once a week to do something really extraordinary that I think can be life-changing, then this is a hobby for you.
You're not in here alone. Kevin McClellan is going to be singing with my friends Brett Mulford and Jim Waldorf and my new friend Evan Patrick, which we appreciate you being in here today and promoting the show. Now, Kevin, we got to buy our tickets in advance. Otherwise, mm-hmm. they're going to be gone for the two shows.
Yes.
Can I get those through the BCPA box office?
Yes, you can. www.artsblooming.org or the BCPA box office, 309-434-2777.
I so look forward to these type of shows. Do not expect, outside of the a cappella groups from U of I, for somebody to be in the background going, you know, I can't spit for anything. But that's what happens in more of the a cappella smaller groups
right.
than is what's going to happen in Sound of Illinois, mm-hmm, course.
Exactly.
But I appreciate the fact that you're going to come and give us a little sample today. What are you going to sing?
This is a song called King of the Road, and it's an old Roger Miller tune. We'll actually be doing this on the show, so it'll sound better when there's more guys, but we got four guys. Well, I mean, it'll sound okay.
Whoa, wow.
Maybe it won't sound better.
How's it going to sound with just one, Kevin?
All right, anytime you're ready.
Trailer for Sailor Red. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, so but 2 hours of pushing broom bison. 8x12 4-bit broom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar midnight train. Destination banger make. Old worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. The shore but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. I know all of their children and all of their names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I'm fresh out of cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. King of the road. King of the road.
Round of applause. I know this is going to sound delicious inside the Bloomington Center for Performing Arts, but just in my own headphones, that sounded all kinds of good. Kevin, let me just talk to our newbie in the studio, because I've talked to you, and I've talked to Brett, and I've talked to Jim. Let's just talk to Evan here for a moment, because how long have you been in Sound of Illinois Chorus? You got such a baby face.
Let's see. I joined my senior year of high school, so it's been about 5 years.
And you came out saying, where am I going to sing? High school was going to be the end of it, and now I get to continue on? Was that a relief?
Yeah, it was. Thank God for the Youth and Harmony program that Sound of Illinois puts on here in Bloomington at the BCPA. I attended all 4 years in high school, and you know, I was well aware that there was much more after high school for me to do, so this was perfect.
Yeah, beautiful solo in there in the Roger Miller tune. Thanks. I mean, I shouldn't call it a solo. Everybody had their important parts, but it was a beautiful solo in there. I hope you can get more people to join your group, because then I can have more men come into the studio and sing. But I will just say, Evan, out of all the places you have personally sung, am I right or am I wrong that the acoustics inside the BCPA, along with the Sound of Illinois Chorus, are one of the finest sounds you will ever hear?
Nothing beats it.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
It's absolutely true. Soundofillinois.org is where you will find out more. Of course, they're on Facebook. Get your tickets for the March 11th show, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, along with University of Illinois Varsity Men's Glee Club and the Other Guys, which is the name of a group, sharing the stage this year. And it is going to be spectacular, because, again, it is their 75th anniversary show. So thank you so much for joining us today, guys. Coming up this afternoon, our friend Cody West is giving away tickets to see Nelly. So why don't we play a little ride with me? 101.5 WBNQ.